This is High Plains History, a look back to notable events and everyday occurrences that helped to shape the future of our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area. Hollywood Ballyhoo competed with beard contests and a rootin' tootin' rodeo on the night the stars came out in Dodge City. Let's get a balcony seat and go to the movies.
The great Western cattle trail drives that brought Texas herds north to Dodge City were a thing of the past by 1886. But a half a century later, an event in Dodge City brought worldwide attention to the cow town, once known as the Babylon of the Plains. In 1939, the rough and rowdy days of cattle trails, dance halls, gambling, and gunfights lived again through the magic of Hollywood in a shoot-'em-up movie called Dodge City. A trainload of boosters traveled to Los Angeles to convince Warner Brothers that the ideal location for a world premiere of a Western film about Dodge City could only be held in Dodge City. The filmmakers saw great publicity potential, and so a deal was struck. Warner Brothers would send a delegation of celebrities, including the film's stars Errol Flynn and Olivia de Havilland, along with other contract players, including the not-yet-famous Humphrey Bogart, to appear in person at the three theaters which ran the films concurrently. Radio and newsreel coverage was extensive, and three trains were dispatched to arrive in Dodge City for the April 1, 1939 premiere date. The train from Los Angeles was packed with movie stars and moguls. A press train left New York City carrying photographers, newspapermen, and radio announcers, including Ed Sullivan and Helen Morgan. And a Kansas City special brought politicians from Kansas and neighboring states to join the festivities. The town of Dodge City prepared a slate of activities that included a parade, a roundup and barbecue, a rodeo and Wild West show, and the awarding of medals for the winners of a beard-growing contest. To encourage men to grow beards and mustaches for the event, clean-shaven men were publicly dunked in a horse tank during the weeks leading up to the big day. The whole town turned out in Western garb. The sale of cowboy hats and boots, as well as brownie cameras, hit an all-time high as merchants took advantage of the arrival of over 20,000 visitors, some coming on horseback from nearby towns. Some dignitaries could not attend and sent regrets, including one received from the widow of Dodge City lawman Wyatt Earp. The party was a huge success, and as the night wore on, some of the wild and woolly ways of old Dodge City might have mingled with modern times. Though Kansas was a dry state and did not allow saloons or liquor sales, the trains came to town with well-stocked bars that were supposedly closed as they crossed the state line. However, Walter Winchell reported that the press train went through 114 cases of Scotch whiskey during the trip, and one of the bit players from the Hollywood entourage missed the train as it pulled out of the station early on Easter Sunday morning to head back west. He was found passed out among the tombstones on Boot Hill. Thanks to the Ford County Historical Society for contributing material for this story. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm George Lawhead Jr. in Dodge City, Kansas.
Our regional programming staff at High Plains Public Radio works closely with area historic societies and museums to produce the stories you hear on High Plains history. They're often suggested, researched, or written by volunteers who enjoy looking to the past to find the historical happenings that shape the landscape of the place we call home. From blizzards and prairie fires to train wrecks and trail drives, from famous lawmen to infamous outlaws, we're looking for the stories that made the Great Plains great. If you'd like to help us tell the tales of the people, places, and events in your town or county, please contact us through our website at hppr.org or call Skip Mancini at 1-800-678-7444.